Welcome back to the .NET with IoT series. In this video, we're going to learn about .NET for IoT, learn about the classes that we can use to write our code. If you don't know what .NET is, I would recommend taking a pause right now and going back and checking out our .NET intro series. And then come back and you can join us back in our journey. So we know .NET allows you to write applications that can run on a variety of devices. IoT is one of them. For IoT, .NET has two NuGet packages or libraries that we can use that make it super easy to write our code. System.device.gpio includes APIs for GPIO, SPI, I2C, and PWM devices. This library has implementations for boards like Raspberry Pi and Hummingbird. For these sample videos, we're going to be using a Raspberry Pi. The next library provided by .NET is the IoT device bindings. This is a community-maintained list of device bindings that can be used to control sensors, etc. In our advanced section of this tutorial, we will be using the BME280 binding to get some temperature readings. So we're in the .NET IoT GitHub repo right now. If we go into source, we can see the IoT device bindings folder and the system device GPIO folder. Looking in the system device GPIO folder, we can see the different devices and all the different APIs that are available for us to use. For example, in the LED sample, we'll be using the GPIO controller, so I can come in here and see what are the available APIs. Similarly, if I were to look into the IoT devices bindings repo, I will find a list of the community-maintained bindings already made for popular sensors. In our advanced section, we will be using a BME280 temperature sensor. So we're going to come into this repo and folder and look into the API available to use the BME280 sensor. The next part is how we're going to write this code. You can follow along this tutorial by using Visual Studio Code, or you can use Visual Studio. Either IDE is fine. We will be writing all of our code in C Sharp. To actually run the code, we're going to be learning two different methods of doing it. The first method will be using the .NET CLI, which means we'll be running and publishing the code on our machine and then copying over the completed app package to the Raspberry Pi and run the app on the Raspberry Pi. The second flow that we're going to use is via Docker. These tiny Raspberry Pis are surprisingly powerful devices and are also Dockerizable. So we will create our code on our machine, copy over the files to the Raspberry Pi. We will build and run the container on the Raspberry Pi itself. So in this video, we learned what classes are available from .NET to write our code. We learned what IDE and how to run our code on the Raspberry Pi. In the next video, we will learn how to run our first sample, Blinky.